In the past few years, a 2-0 deficit by the Red Wings led to a loss. But the new-look Red Wings, down 2-0 to Alexander Ovechkin and the Washington Capitals, rallied by scoring 3 straight goals, the third coming off the stick of Dylan Larkin in overtime to give the Red Wings a 3-2 win over Washington. Robbie Fabry and Adam Ernie also scored, and Thomas Greiss made 26 saves for the win. Detroit is back at home on Friday night to face Florida, and whether or not Florida coach Joel Quenneville will be behind the bench remains to be seen. Quenneville, who was named in the Blackhawks sexual assault report, did not speak to reporters after Florida's game last night, and is scheduled to meet with NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman. The report says Quenneville knew of the accusations by former player Kyle Beach, who revealed yesterday that he was the player assaulted by a Hawks video coach in 2010. And the Blackhawks were on the ice last night for the first time since that report came out. And for the first time this season, the Blackhawks actually had a lead. Kirby Dach and Alex DeBrincat gave the Hawks a 2-0 lead, but Toronto scored 3 straight and beat Chicago 3-2 in overtime. The Hawks fall to 0-5-2. Game 2 of the World Series, Houston used a 4-run second inning to go on to a 7-2 win over Atlanta last night. The Fall Classic is now tied at a game apiece. Game 3 will be Friday in Atlanta. NFL Thursday Night Football tonight has a true heavyweight battle as the 6-1 Green Bay Packers take on the 7-0 Arizona Cardinals at 8:20 out in the desert. NBA last night, the Toronto Raptors with a 118-100 win over the Indiana Pacers. It's the first win at home for Toronto since February 23rd of 2020. The Raptors played their entire season last year in Tampa Bay. Tonight, the Pistons are on the road to face Philadelphia at 7, and the Bulls are home to face the New York Knicks at 8 o'clock. College football, number 11 Notre Dame will be getting a key part of their offense back on the field on Saturday night. Sophomore tight end Michael Mayer will be back after a hip injury kept him out of the last two games. Notre Dame will face North Carolina on Saturday night in South Bend. American Hockey League last night, Chicago beat Grand Rapids 3-0 at Van Andel Arena. Junior college sports tonight, women's volleyball has Kellogg Community College at Lake Michigan College at 6:30. High school sports from last night, the boys soccer regional semis in Division 3, Delton Kellogg beat Waterville 2-1. Delton Kellogg moves on to face Grand Rapids South Christian in the regional finals on Saturday. Tonight in Division 2, the long-awaited showdown between Gull Lake and St. Joe. Game time at Otsego High School is at 6 o'clock. And tonight in Division 4 at Portage Northern, Hartford will take on Holland Black River also at 6 o'clock. There is one regular season high school football game tonight. In 8-man football, it's Grand Rapids North Point Christian at Bridgman. Kickoff is at 7 o'clock. For more sports and scores from last night and the schedule for today's games, visit the podcast page on this station's website. With your morning sports for Thursday, October 28th, I'm Dave Wolf.